Survey, Race Tightening Between Republican Tudor Dixon and Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. By Hannah Blow on October 18, 2022. The race is tightening between Republican Tudor Dixon and Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. D. In the Wolverine State's upcoming gubernatorial election, a recent Emerson College survey found. According to the survey, Whitmer has a 5-point lead over the Trump-endorsed candidate, 49% to 44%. 4% remain undecided. Whitmer enjoys a higher favorability rating than Dixon, as 51% have a favorable view of the Democrat, compared to 41% who have a favorable view of the Republican gubernatorial hopeful. Whitmer also has a 7-point advantage among independent voters, garnering 46% support to Dixon's 39%. Spencer Kimball, executive director of Emerson College Polling, also highlighted the distinct gender divide between men and women voters in Michigan. Governor Whitmer holds a 16-point lead among women voters, while Dixon holds a 7-point lead among male voters. Regardless of who they support, the economy is the top issue among Michigan voters, followed by abortion access, threats to democracy, and health care. The top issue benefits Dixon, as most voters who identify the economy as their top issue, 69%, support the Republican. The survey, taken October 12 to 14, 2022, among 1,000 very likely voters has a +/+3% margin of error. It also found voters split in a hypothetical 2024 matchup between former President Trump and President Biden, as each garnered 44% support. The survey comes less than a month ahead of the midterm elections and follows the trend showing the race tightening in the final stretch. A recent white law firm / Michigan Association of Broadcasters poll, for example, found Whitmer leading Dixon by 4 percentage points, and Republicans holding a 3-point advantage on a generic congressional ballot. Speaking to Breitbart News Saturday, Dixon warned listeners that Whitmer is trashing Michigan and propping up China, adding that Whitmer has been trying to go to Washington, D.C., for years. "This is what we're up against. She is anti-Michigan, you saw her auditioning to be vice president. And apparently, Kamala Harris was more attractive than her for that position. And now, we have a governor who's looking to run for president of the United States, and she is just trashing Michigan on the way out," Dixon said in part.